But at some point, the company's going to say, hey, what are you going to do? Like, either they're going to replace equipment or they're just going to ask, hey, what are you doing with that laptop? And I'm going to have to tell them that I set it on fire.
Instead, you say, yeah, I got it.
But what if they want to replace it at some point? Like, hey, we're no longer using these older models. Turn this in so we can give you a new one.
You say, okay, and you hand them the charred remains of a laptop.
Mm.
Here you go.
Do you think that would go over poorly?
They ask what happened, just like, oh, yeah, I don't know. It's been that way for a while.
It was in a car that caught on fire. I'm sorry. Yeah. I forgot to mention that. Now, see, I can't say that because then they can look at my history and see if I have reported car fires and shit. Like, it doesn't have to be your car. That's true.
They don't know where the fuck your work laptop was.
But then, see, I went through all the security training videos that are supposed to, like, don't leave your work, you know, computer in random locations, that kind of stuff. And be like, I answered all those answers correctly.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to know all that, so that's not an excuse.
You were working there remotely, and the car caught on fire.
I was working in a car, and it just caught on fire with me not in it.
Yeah.
Okay. I had enough time to grab two things.
Yeah.
The third thing had to be left behind, so I left the laptop
behind. You had enough time to grab two things, but you grabbed your backpack and left.
Yeah.
You absolutely could have grabbed that laptop, you simply didn't.
Yes. Whoops!
Yeah.
That was a day.
Yeah.
We did some stuff.
Yeah.
Do you guys usually do the Bombcast recording on Tuesdays now, or is it just kind of whatever?
No, we had some stuff to do yesterday and figured we'd wait for you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to.
Sometimes I wonder if we should just start doing it Tuesdays normally. We used to do it Tuesdays, and then it took up so much time on Tuesday that nothing else got done.
Right.
So then we moved it to just Monday nights.
I mean, I think the argument in favor of Tuesdays is that you can be kind of up to the minute about stuff that's been going on since it's posting the same day as you're recording it.
I don't really care about that so much because we do one a week, you know? Yeah. Like, we're going to win some and lose some on that. No matter what time and day we put it up, like, there's always going to be cases where fucking, oh shit, something happened just out of re-recorded
it.
Something
happened at 5:30 right before this went out.
You know? Whatever. Sometimes I wonder if I should be more consistent about the post time on it.
Eh.
Because right now I just throw it together, and like once it's together, I put it up.
I think that's the correct thing to do. I think the only thing you really need to adhere to is the day.
Yeah.
I think what time it goes up really doesn't matter that much.
Right, as long as people know, like, hey, by the end of the day Tuesday.
Yeah.
By Tuesday crossing over into Wednesday, there will be a podcast there.
Like, I haven't made it official, but I think it should go, it will post on a Friday. That has just kind of been the consistent thing since I started doing it.
Yeah.
And it seems to work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched some clips from Raw last night. That was not a good show.
No, it was a bad show.
The ending, I'll give them that. I wasn't expecting it. We'll see where they go with it. But everything else that I watched pieces of, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Fucking wrestling, man.
Felt like they had something.
They did.
And, you know, whatever, injuries cause problems, they have to make changes. But, like, even before that stuff, like, the road they were on, I just, every time anyone says the demon Cain, I just get sad.
Yeah.
Anytime they try to make Cain seem like a big deal, it's like, you really, like, Cain's been there forever. Like,
it was like the whole thing where they, like, were going to punish John Cena by putting Cain in that right. match. It's like, how many times John Cena beat him?
Yeah, like, that's not... Oh, no. I would have liked that. That would have been a good reaction. If his response to that was like, I mean, you realize, like, how many times I've wrestled Kane over the years. Like, it just doesn't, like...
Or if they'd had Kane won, which will never happen, win. You know, that'll never happen. Yeah, yeah. But it's something other than just the expected result. I don't know, man. I don't know.
They're just inconsistent, you know? They always have been. It's always been the thing.
Yeah, but it's rare that you see them fall this far from when they seemingly had such a good thing going. Like, post-WrestleMania, they had them. They had everyone in the palm of their fucking hands.
Yeah.
And they just threw it. Said, nah.
Nah, we're all right.
You got nothing.
Like, the Daniel Bryan storyline is so fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the idea that, like... I feel like it's ruining his character.
Which is... To be fair, his character has never been super great. He is an incredibly entertaining performer. But as a character, he's mostly just kind of a sarcastic dude.
Yeah, but, like, you know, it's like... You think of him as, like, a... He's a wrestler's wrestler. He's an old-school guy.
Bret Hart-like, in that regard.
Like, his reaction to being out for a significant length of time... Should have just been like, yeah, here's the belt. Like, fuck you. I'll get it back. Fuck you. And, like...
If the premise now is that he will actually be able to perform at Money in the Bank, then I can understand why they have dragged this out.
I guess, yeah. All right, but it just... It makes him... It makes him look bad.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah, it's not doing... I mean, it's a bad look when Stephanie McMahon seems like the most sane person.
Right. You're like, no, that's everything she's saying makes actual sense. Like, yeah. Of course. If the champion can't wrestle, take the belt off the champion, give it to someone else. Like,
give him an opportunity later.
Yes,
fine.
That's
sure.
And if his whole thing had been like, I will happily give it up to you willingly, but only if you promise me that I get a title shot, you know, like something like that.
Yeah.
Justify it that way. Or, you know, his thing had been like, which is sort of almost what they were doing, is like, you know what, if you want these belts, you're just going to have to strip it from me.
Yeah.
And they should have just said, okay, and stripped him right there. Done.
But nope.
It's just crazy.
It's also weird that they sort of played it up like it was, like, for the storyline, they're playing it up that it was, like, way worse than they thought it was, when it turns out, like, no, he just had minor nerve damage in his neck. Like, it wasn't even as bad as they thought it was.
I don't know.
Like, I know they're trying to build drama around it, but it just... It feels like they're trying to milk some shit that just doesn't really matter.
It's a bunch of bad TV. That's what they're doing. They're making hours and hours of bad television a week.
Yep. And they're making so much of it.
Yep.
Just so much bad television.
Yep.
I mean, honestly, is this kind of why I've actually started to enjoy watching SmackDown a little bit more? Because it's more tightly edited.
Okay.
Which, say what you will about their crowd editing or whatever the fuck, like, the actual editing of the show is just better. And on top of that, it feels like the people in charge of that company don't care very much about what happens on SmackDown, so it feels like they're a little looser and a little more willing to try weird shit. Hmm. Some of it's bad. Some of it's very, very bad.
Yeah.
But it's like, every once in a while, they hit on something really great, and then they just do it again on Monday Night Raw, and it never is as good.
Right.
I got a mess in my... beautiful rental Kia. Were you planning on carpooling all with Dave this week? Or?
No, I don't. Okay. No, Dave doesn't come in anymore.
Oh, okay. I did not know if that
had
ceased or not. Gotcha. Is that Kickstarter of his over now?
Yep.
Cool. Do all the people in...
I think they all just move. Yes, like in person. I guess, you know, you can't really go outside.
No.
Makes sense. Did you end up making dinner plans?
I did not. I'm doing that right now.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
This guy's walking very across the street.
His legs are going to carry him.
Yeah. It seems like it would be really...
To me, it is.
But chronic leg shaker. So you were standing up, legs, at that point.
Oh, cool. Must... Thanks, 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Man, that guy looked... like a real goober.
I did not even see what he was doing.
He's like opening up some hatch on the back of a motorcycle, and he just looked like he was getting a little just Gomer Pyle looking dumb face.
Golly, Sarge!
What's in here? Driving through the spots where it breaks up a lot.
Weird. I don't know why it would do that here of all places.
Yeah.
So you're trying to make a go of it with the beard, or are you just...
I did this for most of the year at this point.
Right.
So.
Might as well just kind of.
This just is. I don't think it's better than. This is just what it's.
You know, walking, seeing you today and then seeing Brad doing the shit. Well, wasn't sure if there was like a concerted beard off going on or something.
Nah.
You're gonna get it? I gave you the shot. I gave you a shot. You blew it. You fucking blew it. Understand.
Snowfex still together?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't think they tour a ton anymore, but they're still together. I can't remember the last time they put a record out, though.
News on a new Mass Effect. I mean, they're working on one. They've already said that much.
Yeah. But we're not going to hear about it this year.
Oh, I bet they do, actually. Show it.
Do you think they'll show it, or do you think they'll just talk a little about
they'll talk,
it?
They'll have, like, a teaser trailer or something. Yeah. Like they did for Battlefront. Or, you know, they'll have something.
Yeah. I mean, that's a game certainly not going to be at E3.
Right. I mean, it's a game you assume is out next year.
They got Dragon Age.
Yeah, Dragon Age is out this year, so...
There's a game that's coming out this year.
Yeah.
That's one.
I mean, there are about 25.
Sure.
30, maybe. I think BioWare is big enough, like, multi-team enough that, well, I mean, obviously it is, because they've been working Mass Effect for a long time.
Right.
Like, through the bulk of Dragon Age development, too. So.
I mean, is it just Canada and Austin at this point, or are there still other BioWare studios, theoretically, well, you know, under the EA version of BioWare studios?
Right. No, I think that's it. I mean, I assume the Austin studio is still called BioWare Austin
is,
and not
yeah.
just like EA Texas or something.
Yeah, I think it is still BioWare Austin.
Yeah, I know. Mythic got renamed and shut down. There was, there's Capital Games, which is the Sacramento studio that was BioWare Sacramento.
Right.
Assuming that still exists.
Yeah, they never really talked very much about that studio or what they were doing.
No, that was, like, Paul was very briefly attached to that and Mythic, and he was going back and forth a lot. But then something changed, and that
yeah.
was not the case. BioWare Victory became just Victory Games again, and then shut down when they canceled that CNC game.
Right.
And I think that was all the BioWare there was. There's BioWare Ireland or whatever, wherever they do customer support for Old Republic.
Oh,
is technically a BioWare studio.
But is it even actually a studio? Or is
no,
it just
it's, just,
support?
It's just a customer support operation, I think. So. No Criterion.
Right.
It's just Ghost Games.
Man, that Criterion shit happened fast.
Yep. Almost as if there were contracts involved that had to expire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Kid, I was talking to someone who is not part of EA, but was definitely in the racing game community.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, "Yeah, I think you know, like Criterion was like those 12 people or whatever, but I don't even think it's that anymore. Like, seem to think that that there was no one that was Criterion anymore." Mm-hmm. EA has an issue with ruining studios. I mean, I don't know. You know, that's yeah, it's tempting to put all the blame on management, but
I would go as far as I would say that EA has a problem managing studios.
Yeah.
I don't think they ruin everything. I mean, there are sometimes, you know, there are other circumstances, like, say, a bunch of contracts expiring and people deciding to leave.
Sometimes studio ruining is mutual.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah, I would say they definitely have a hard time keeping track of all these different fucking teams that they have doing a million different things.
I mean, you know, EA is definitely not taking the Activision route. Like, EA puts out a lot of fucking games.
They do.
Like, think about what Activision is putting out this year. 3 games.
Yeah.
You know, like, or what they're promoting at E3.
Yeah.
3 fucking games. You know, it's just like, ah, we got Call of Duty, we got Destiny, we got Skylanders. Like, yeah, there might be some other stuff, but not, I mean...
Nothing that big.
Come see these 3 fucking games.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, is, you know, soulless in its own way, but at least it's focused.
Yeah. Focused soullessness. The Activision way.
Yeah. EA will do a basketball game this year?
That is a really good question. It just depends on how much money they lost on that last one, I would guess.
Yeah.
Like, is it worth paying the licensing fees and, you know, having a studio continuously work on it to try and get it out by October?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I mean, there was... As bad as that game was, there was a foundation of a maybe good idea somewhere in there. It's just that the game felt like something that had been aborted twice and then just sort of thrown together. Maybe they could build on it. I don't know. Should they?
Yeah.
I mean, competition is not a bad thing, especially when it comes to sports games, but... I mean... It kind of has to be meaningful competition.
Right, I mean, like, you know, yeah, no one at 2K is going like, well, I don't know, do you think there's anything that you could look at that game and learn from and go like, oh,
no.
Maybe this is something we could incorporate into our competing NBA game.
Absolutely.
Or they just look at it and go like, yeah, we're on.
Yeah, like I said, there's a basic idea of a good game in there somewhere, but it's not a game that is in any way threatening to what 2K does.
Yeah.
Like, even if that game, they found a way to build on it, they would still be a long way away.
Let's just put out another NBA Street.
I never really loved those Street games. The NBA ones were all right, but...
Street was dumb.
When they got NFL to NFL Street, was...
NFL Street was stupid.
Yeah. NBA Street had a time.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wonder if anyone would even care about that type of basketball game anymore. Like, I just don't feel like... Maybe it's because I don't follow basketball at all, but nothing about it seems flashy in that way anymore.
Not that way.
Like, you don't look at LeBron and go like, oh man, sick handles and hella dunks. He's just like, ah, that guy's good at basketball, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, there are flashy players. Like, Chris Paul can be pretty flashy. Like, the Clippers, their whole thing is just like, you know, sick fucking alley-oops and stuff. But... Yeah. It's not as pervasive, I don't think. I think you could make that game, and it would you could find a way to sell it.
Right.
But you know, the question is, would anyone care? I don't know.
Yeah.
Someone just needs to bring back NHL hits.
Yeah, fuck sports games.
Yeah, fair enough.
I can't even get the arcadey ones right anymore.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's like, all those games have to be everything to everyone. Even the arcadey ones, they have to find ways to make the people who are into, like, sports sims care about them.
Yeah. RBI was just depressing.
I didn't play it. I watched that quick look, and I was like, this just seems like an abject disaster.
Yeah. Slam ball game, whether they're on TV or not.
Yeah, obviously now is the time.
Yeah. That was going to be THQ.
I remember that. I remember how excited you were at the idea of a slam ball game.
Yeah. Remember hearing that? We were going with THQ to visit Anchor. Because they were doing the Pride game, you know, or whatever it was they were doing at the time.
Yeah, it was like Pride K1 or something.
Yeah. Or, I mean, they did those UFC games, too.
Those games weren't bad.
Yeah, they were good. Someone with a really good roster of characters should make a really crazy wrestling game with said characters.
Yeah.
It's like Capcom Wrestling.
Oh, you mean Saturday Night Slam Masters?
Yeah, but like, I mean...
What if they actually just brought back Saturday Night Slam Masters and used Capcom characters, like, beyond the scope of Hagar?
Well, I mean, that'd be fine if they used the name, but I just... That game always sucked.
It did not. The first one was good. That second one that only came out in Japan was not great, but the first one was fun. It was one of the best looking wrestling games of that era.
Yeah, I guess. I just didn't like anything about the way it played.
I agree, though. Someone with a good roster of top characters should make a very dumb wrestling game.
It'd just be hard, because it has to be, like, I feel like to make it work, it has to be a roster of characters that are all roughly human-sized.
Yeah.
Like, you want to say Nintendo or something, but, like, I don't want chibi character wrestling. Like, it just doesn't look right, doesn't work right.
Yeah.
And you put Yoshi in it, just like, all the fucking holds look wrong.
No, I think Capcom's the one that would have to do it. But getting Capcom to do anything interesting at this point is...
Yeah, that's
a whole other thing.
Do a Dynasty Warriors game that's all wrestling. It's got 3,000 characters.
Oh, fuck. 3,000 people in the ring at the same time.
Yeah. Fucking...
It's basically just war games, but...
Right. Just Lu Bu making everybody tap out.
Yep.
Oh, this is a great question here. We missed some bridge questions, but here's a question here. Should I go see Lil Debbie live?
If you have that opportunity in front of you, I don't know what would stop you.
I mean, I'm going to approach it from a different angle and say, boy, I bet that's a fucking real bad show.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you have to go see that to understand it for yourself, right? To really experience it.
I guess. I mean, fuck.
You don't have to stay for the whole thing.
Well, no, because it's like, you know, she's going on last. Show up 4 hours late or something.
Yeah.
Lip sync two songs. Yeah, you should go. You should go see Lil Debbie. Go support her artistic endeavors. Buy a poster. Yes, don't sit in the first three rows.
Sweater area.
Yeah. I like the idea that there would be chairs at a Lil Debbie show. Everyone's sitting down.
An intimate setting.
Yeah, an intimate setting.
An evening with Lil Debbie.
Yeah. Now, you guys, I'm going to make it squirt.
I wish you wouldn't.
Double Fine Wrestling, that'd be good. But only if it was the employees of Double Fine in the game.
Yeah, it can't actually be their characters. Yeah. It just has to be Tim Schafer and Greg Rice.
Oh, Greg Rice, the quintessential big man.
Brad Muir, the upbeat, positive, you know, he's the Bo Dallas of, that league. Fuck, you know what we should just do? We should just find someone to make a wrestling game featuring just all the fucking developers that are down.
That's not a bad idea. Sell approximately zero copies.
Oh yeah. It would not have to be, it would have to be a cheaply produced thing, but that could be really funny at least.
Tim Schafer, kind of the classic power man, bad guy, Rusev style.
He's got the beard and everything.
Yeah. You know? Chat says, sounds like a project for Dave Lang. I mean, Dave Lang has experience with wrestling games.
He does. Really good ones, too.
Really good ones.
Yeah. And obviously, he's not doing anything right now, so why not?
It's not like that studio's working on 1,000 different games.
Nope.
Happened to the Ultimate Muscle guys? That was Aki, wasn't it?
Well, Aki developed it. It was Bandai pre-merger that was putting those games out.
They were publishing them, but
yeah, Aki developed.
But Aki developed it.
Yeah,
so.
But Bandai published.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think they're still the license holders.
Right. Whatever happened to Aki?
So they became a studio called Sin Sophia.
Huh.
By the time they did that, they were totally out of all wrestling things. Like, I think they've only put out a few games in Japan.
Yeah.
That are not anything related to pro wrestling. I met the head dude at Aki some years back when they were promoting that Ultimate Muscle game.
Yeah.
And I told him, you know, I was a fan or whatever, and he seemed genuinely surprised.
Hmm.
Cared about any of their games outside of the WWE and WCW stuff.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't even know if that studio still exists at this point.
Right.
the impression that once the THQ money dried up, they kind of had a hard time.
Yeah, yeah. Yuke's is still going strong, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they hedged their bets with them. I mean, to be completely fair, from talking to, like, Corey and other people over there, it sounds like a big part of the reason why shit's been so broken in those games for so long is because THQ has not wanted to give them any real money to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, they were just like, no, just make that game again. Just keep making that game until it stops making us money.
Yuck.
So anytime they would ask to, like, you know, overhaul stuff, it was a whole thing. And, I mean, Yuke's had its problems, but I imagine that if they had more money to actually hire people who fucking knew what they were doing,
right,
that would be a different situation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 2K is definitely in a different financial position.
And they like the license, whereas THQ had apparently fallen, like, sometime after the N64 era, I'm to understand that THQ basically just gave up on that brand as anything other than just a cash thing.
Right.
Whereas 2K has apparently demonstrated actual enthusiasm for it, so...
Yeah, I bet that this year's game is not gonna be... I mean, you know, it's their first game for these new systems. I bet it'll be pretty conservative.
I think it's gonna have a lot in common with 2K14 NBA on the other platforms. Like, it will have some of the same stuff. It will probably be scaled back in various areas, but it will look a lot better.
Yeah.
Because apparently Visual Concepts, it sounds like they're doing the visuals for that game. Like, they're doing all the modeling.
That'd be cool.
At least that's what I think they said on the conference call. I don't know. They're working with Visual Concepts on that stuff. And if they're working with them, the thing they're good at is modeling characters.
Right,
so
right.
That would make a lot of sense.
How's their creative player in basketball?
It's good. It doesn't have nearly the variety as any of those wrestling games, but you can do a surprising
But they wouldn't
amount.
Need it. You know,
they wouldn't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a surprising amount you can do with it, and, like, I don't know, I made a dude in that game that looked an alarming amount like me, so...
Hmm.
And it wasn't that hard.
Guys, we're not following for this again. Like, put the game out. Pay us our money. So then they can update rosters the way NBA games do. I figure it'd be more difficult. Well, yeah, it's also, like, it's a business thing of, like, yeah, it's called DLC.
Yeah. They would never go in and, like, remove wrestlers that had, like, left the company or something. Like, that's just not worth it for them to care.
Yeah. Guess there won't be any CM Punk in that game, so they've had enough time to not...
Yeah. If I remember correctly... At least what it was with the older games, like, their roster lock was in, like, March.
Yeah.
Though that, I mean, if they're changing stuff for different platforms, and they might have to change that process, too. I don't know. But yeah, CM Punk probably won't be in it, I would guess. He started tweeting again.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly about hockey, but...
Sure. This is a great question, but will JTG be in the game? Let's hope.
I don't think he's been in one of those games since he was in Crime Time.
someone was saying that he appeared on WrestleMania, or like, where they saw him on Raw the following. I don't know.
He might have just been sitting around.
He was like in the back, or I don't know. I didn't see. I did not see that.
Yeah. Yeah, he was one of the half naked ladies that was surrounding Triple H.
Oh, okay. Gang. All right. Yeah.
He just couldn't tell because of the mask.
Yeah. 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 Question, will Big Papa Pump ever make a return?
I really hope not. For everyone's sake.
The Big Bad Booty Daddy?
Yeah.
Holler if you hear me.
He was DLC in that last game.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I love that Scott Steiner adopted a bunch of really, like, dated at the time even rap slang.
Everything about his character was just remarkably out of touch with all forms of reality.
It's really fucking something else, man.
Yeah.
It's Big Papa Pump as you look up. Ha! If you hear me? Like, none of that makes any sense in, like, I mean, those are words that could make, that make a certain amount of sense as slang terms, but
yeah,
not really in this sentence. I don't, what the fuck?
No. Hey, you know, you do enough human growth hormone and other steroids, it starts to fuck with you after a certain point.
Sure, yeah.
Reality just sort of stops existing.
No, that's my bad. This is funny to think about, like, before he became that, you know?
Yeah.
It was just like, the Steiner brothers. Here are the Steiners.
They were just these collegiate-looking
wrestlers.
Rick and
Scott Steiner, yeah.
To be fair, if you go back and watch some of the shit they did in, like, Japan in the early 90s,
uh-huh,
they were fucking brutal.
Yeah.
And they were great. Like, that Steiner screwdriver was one of the most insane-looking moves you have ever seen. And then the NWO happened.
Right. So I gotta update my look. I gotta figure stuff out by myself.
I gotta bleaching facial hair in various places.
Support for Hogan. All right, bro.
I guess Rick Steiner is like a real estate agent in Georgia now.
Yeah. Did you watch the NXT thing?
I did. I liked it.
Yeah, that was all right.
It had a couple of down moments, but for the most part, I thought it was a pretty well done show.
I don't like that, like, half the matches just included guys that might as well be Billy Kidman.
Which guys?
There's that tag team that looked like Billy Kidman and Billy Kidman tagging, and then the champion might as well be Billy Kidman.
Yeah, sure. Like an uglier, more British version of Billy Kidman. Yes, you're not wrong about that.
Yeah.
Though that red arrow is still a pretty cool looking move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like Zayn versus Tyler Breeze was really good.
Yep.
That was a pretty nutty match.
Yeah.
And that Women's Championship match was really good.
Yeah, it was.
Though I say again, it makes absolutely no goddamn sense to be having people who are on Raw regularly competing for NXT titles. Even if they're not going to win, that still does not make sense.
Yep. I don't think they're worried about the cohesiveness and storylines there as long as the people that need the training are getting their TV time and the training and all that other stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And if the people that are on the main roster need to rehab or need whatever they're doing.
Still a very good show all around. Charlotte Flair is surprisingly good. And again, do you not love Ric Flair as, like, the pageant dad?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. I also like that she sort of looks like Ric Flair.
A little bit. She's a better wrestler than David Flair was, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. That's all I could think, too. Like, well, at least he's got one kid that is still with us and seems to be able to wrestle.
Yep.
want to eat.
I don't know. What do you feel like?
I don't know. I think what kind of options we have.
The sky's the limit, man. We have a car.
It's true. We have a car. We can aim high here.
Yeah.
There's that Applebee's.
I can see you're really aiming high here.
I'm basically shooting for the moon here.
Yeah. Yeah, I can eat an Applebee's. Fuck it. I don't care. I don't love myself enough to say no to that.
Like, the only other thing I was going to say is, like, that was in town in, like, a sit-down spot. It's going to be, like, the Black Bear.
Oh, yeah, there is that place.
I don't know.
That place just kind of depresses me for some reason. I mean, not that Applebee's is anything but depressing, but, like, Black Bear seems especially depressing.
Black Bear's good if you want, like, too much breakfast food.
Which I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
And they're really good at that. But yeah, I mean, it depresses you because it used to be the Lions, and you sit in there and go like, oh, remember this is Lions? Boy, sure sat in here a lot.
Yeah, and I mean, again, Lions, also fairly depressing, but just something about what replaced it just kind of bums me out even more, and I can't quite place why that is. Mm. Yeah, it's fine. Let's go to Applebee's. Fuck it.
Good. I downloaded the app that lets you chat with other people that are at an Applebee's.
Oh, good.
I don't think it's actually made by Applebee's, though. I think someone just made it called What's Apple. And when I load it up, it just says, you're not at Applebee's.
That's really funny. That's really fucking funny.
To connect with other brand enthusiasts, you need to be inside an Applebee's restaurant. It says.
Some asshole just made that to be a
dick,
right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's exactly how this happened. Thing. There's like stuff in that Target shopping center, but it's all kind of fast foody. Like Five Guys and a Chipotle and a Panera Bread and some kind of cheese stick place that apparently is alright, but and I guess Red Boy Pizza moved in there.
It's basically just every semi-modern quick service thing that is not like an actual fast food restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. Laundry tonight, and today's Tuesday, right?
Yep.
Alright, if I'm gonna get any kind of new clothing, I gotta order that shit tonight.
Same.
So that it can 2-day ship tomorrow. I got an iPhone, like, power brick thing that is supposedly gonna get here Thursday or Friday.
You know over the one you don't, and the one you don't is usually the worst one.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm actually kind of looking forward to Saturday and the driving down and all of that.
Yeah.
I think that'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
We'll get Del Taco. It'll be disappointing.
Yeah, like I've stopped at that station a few times and have not gotten Del Taco, so I've stayed pure.
Good.
It's not a pilot station anymore. It's a Loves. I know.
It's all fucking same, man.
Yeah.
Is it a place where a trucker can go and get a fucking handy behind the bathroom?
I'm going to say probably. If a trucker needs gas and to get his truck washed and some sort of just questionable sexual activity and a NASCAR jacket.
Yeah.
And like a replacement part for a CB radio, they have all of those things.
And some like really shitty religious books on tape.
Oh, I'm sure they must.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how that sign just said your speed is slow down.
Yeah. That's how much faster over the speed limit you're going. It's like, no, 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 no! Don't do it!
You are fucking this all up, man!
Extension where that Starbucks drive-thru is and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some restaurant there, I can't remember what it turned into, what it became.
Yeah,
too late now.
It occurred to me the other day that I actually have no idea what most of the businesses are in this town anymore.
It's mostly the same shit.
I mean, some of it is, but there's other stuff where I'll drive me like, oh, hey, that's fucking hollowed out and empty now.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It's been replaced with something else entirely. A lot of that.
Like when they raised the junior high and put a Target there.
Yeah, that's one thing. Did they put another junior high somewhere?
Yeah, it's over like behind the G&G.
Oh, okay. I think that was the part of the equation I never quite understood. It was like, are they building another school?
Right. And threw it back there, and I think they just still call it Kenilworth.
Right.
They just opened up a Freeman Brothers, like, on Rainier, like, where they would have put that freeway on ramp.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they were building that.
There's supposedly some kind of big old restaurant bar thing that's going to open in there, too, so now that the first edition is shut down.
Right. Now the lowlifes have somewhere.
Yeah, they're going to be drink. Some kind of awful east side drinking establishment.
Like Tracks Bar and Grill or whatever.
Tracks, Jesus Christ.
I still never been in that place. Never.
I went in there a couple of times.
I'm genuinely proud that I've never been inside of that place.
I was always in there early in the morning as well.
Mm-hmm. That seems like just about the worst time to possibly be in there.
Yeah, yeah. I ate breakfast food there.
That's like one step away from getting breakfast at a strip club. Or maybe two steps away, we'll say. But it's that kind of fucking divey and seedy from what I have to understand.
One step away is getting breakfast at a casino.
Right.
There's the new casino. There's like seven restaurants in there. It's kind of a nice steak place and some other shit.
Dude, my parents will not stop talking about the restaurants there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never been there at all.
And I'm just like, I mean, even if it's good, it's still casino food. But I don't judge, whatever. They're old. They're just happy to have new things to go and see around here, so.
I don't know. I don't mind casino food.
I guess. I just don't see that as, like, a thing where, like, I'm going out tonight. Let's go to the casino.
That's definitely the how they're trying to position it.
Yeah.
It's like, everybody get dressed up real nice. Come out to this incredibly expensive restaurant that serves, like, okay steaks for too much money.
Yeah, they tried to get me to go there last time. I was like, can we just go somewhere in town? I really don't want to go to the casino.
Where'd you end up going?
One of the Japanese places over here.
Yeah.
They went off to Alaska today, so
I
am house-sitting for the rest of the week.
Let's have a fucking rager, bro. Two kegs. One Miller, one Sierra. You have something nice, bro.
You're making a good argument here. I got some friends over at Lagunitas, you know, I can probably get some kegs from there, too. Actually, I don't know if I know anyone who still works at Lagunitas. I did for a while. I don't know anymore. Most of the people I knew who were working there while they were working their way through trade school.
Sure. I guess Lagunitas is opening up something in Chicago. Expanding.
Huh. I mean, they're a national brand at this point. You know, yeah. Like I buy their beer at the bodega across from my apartment in New York, so they're everywhere.
Weird. I have not found a Lagunitas brew that I like.
No, it's not the kind of beer you would want to drink.
Yeah.
It's, you know, IPAs and hoppy type stuff that you were not into.
I'm a man with a 40 of King Cobra in my fridge right now.
There you go.
That I bought and then didn't drink.
Well, God, why would you drink that? No, I don't understand buying it. But I don't understand drinking it.
I looked at the screen here of what was playing, and I thought it said Shrek, and I thought you were listening to something from the Shrek soundtrack.
God, wouldn't that have been something?
I got really excited there for a sec. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on over here. But
trying to introduce you to new planes of entertainment.
Yeah.
Like the Shrek soundtrack.
I've never seen any of the Shrek movies.
Don't.
So.
You would hate them. I guarantee you, you would hate all of them.
Oh, I'm sure. Alright. I'm going to shut this off and we're going to go eat.
Yeah.
So, see you guys in the morning and have a good night.